News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, violence has continued in Northern Ireland for a third consecutive night. We will be speaking to Alex Burghardt, Conservative MP and Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, very shortly. But let us cross over to our own reporter, Josh Crosby, who is in Ballymena this morning. What happened overnight last night, Josh?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, look, all day yesterday, there was just an eerie, tense feeling through the town. Houses and cars burnt out, and many more homes with windows boarded up. But then from around 8 o'clock, crowds started to gather. It was being spread online as a protest, but there was no sense of demonstration or anything at all. It was just groups of people waiting around for something to kick off. And look, it certainly did. So it started with rocks, then fireworks, and then escalated to petrol bombs. I was seeing young teenagers rip apart the curbing of their own town to throw at PSNI officers. But what struck me, Ciara, as one of the most depressing points of the night was when I saw a petrol bomb ignite across the bonnets of three PSNI vehicles. And then just as I'm looking at this, I turn to my right and there's a toddler on their parents' shoulders. Families were coming along to this. And those rising up close to the police were all young. They were young teenagers. They had gloves on. They came prepared. But there were young girls going around with balaclavas on, draped in flags on their backs. A water cannon was then deployed. And the disorder, I suppose, it started to move through the town.
Just as a point of information for our listeners, what flags were people draped in?
Union Jacks. And the area where the houses would have been boarded up and smashed, you know what part of the community you're in. Every light pole would have a Union Jack and bunting.
Okay, so a kind of loyalist area is where this is. Just for people down here who wouldn't be familiar with Ballymena. What about people's homes, Josh? Did any come under attack? I know a number of immigrant families had fled Ballymena over the previous 2 days.
Yes, so I stayed out till after midnight and I saw one home being attacked, at least one home, my own eyes. The windows were smashed in and then when police officers went inside the house, they started to then fire fireworks in at them. But you're right, this wave of violence has been targeting immigrants. There are many nationalities living in the town, but they're starting to put up signs over their doors now to let the mobs know which nationality they are in the hope that their homes will be left untouched. And Ciara, I suppose the worrying part of all this is that it started to spread now to other areas. We've heard the leisure centre in Larne, which is only around half an hour away, that was set on fire last night. And this had been set up to be used as an emergency rest facility for the families who were displaced from the disorder earlier in the week. So look, the main priority for the PSNI at this stage is to control this to try and ensure it doesn't spread any further. Just to give you a sense of the mood on the streets last night, take a listen to some of the people I've met with. Two different views here on the violence.
Pretty scary. Like, I barely couldn't sleep at night. When you've seen this here, it's just terrifying. At night when it happens, and then in the mornings, it feels like normal until it happens again. I live like in the heart of the town centre, like, and seeing black smoke coming over the buildings, and that just terrifies you.
I'm working here all my days for my money to go to them boys. Not on. Local people can't get a house.
And what about what's been happening the past few nights now, the violence and the fires? And
well, it's about to come to a head at some time, and this is the time.
Is it the right path to go down?
Well, the government's not listening. Ship them all back to their own country.
But the locals won't have houses if they're all burnt down.
Well, you have to do these things.
Goodness, some very different views there. All right, that was Josh Crosby reporting live from Ballymena this morning and indeed last night. Now, for more on this, we're also joined by Alex Burghardt, Conservative MP and Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. Good morning to you. You've seen those images, Ballymena and Larne, fires, smashed windows, riot police. What is your reaction?
Well, it's just another night's depressing news from Ballymena and the surrounding areas. I have to say that this really must come to a close now, and I feel very sorry for all of the people in that area who are not involved in the violence and desperately want to live a normal life and are having their communities turned upside down by what's happening.
Okay. The PSNI have said this is mindless violence and it has been described as well as racist thuggery. Is that your position on it?
Look, I absolutely that there's no place for this sort of behaviour in our society at all. And I would say that those, you know, those people who feel strongly about anything that's happening in their community, of course, they have a right to protest in a way that is not violent and is not intimidating people. But you know, these sorts of behaviours are really unacceptable, and I'm very grateful to the emergency services for everything they've been doing for the past three nights.
Okay. Local communities are suggesting that the police and the emergency services, but particularly the police, that they have taken a heavy-handed approach, water cannons, batons charging, all of that. Do you think that's a fair accusation?
I'm not going to criticise the police's operational activities at this stage. I think it's only right to let them get on and make the decisions that they think are operationally appropriate whilst this is going on. I'm sure once it's over, there'll be a chance to look back and decide whether whether there are any lessons that can be learned from it. But I'm just very grateful to people who are going out and risking their limbs and life for to keep these try and keep these things under control.
Okay, Alex, the communities minister Gordon Lyons was on Facebook last night. Two of the families that were, I suppose, fled Ballymena because their houses had come under attack were staying in Larne Leisure Centre. Mm. He posted on Facebook about those families being there, and subsequently Larne Leisure Centre was attacked. Was that responsible, do you think, of the communities minister?
I think that in these circumstances, we all have to be very careful about the sorts of things we say, because it's a very it's a highly difficult environment. And
well, exactly, it's a very charged environment, and we all know that there is a history of community, activism that sometimes veers into antisocial behaviour and violence in Northern Ireland. So, saying something like that, and the subsequent attack, it could be construed as those two things being linked.
It could be. I'm afraid I haven't seen what Mr. Lyons said, but obviously I completely deplore the attack on the Leisure Centre.
Okay. The Stormont executive issued a rare joint statement condemning the violence, but do you think more visible leadership is needed on the ground from political leaders on this?
I noticed that the Deputy First Minister was in Ballymena yesterday, which I was very pleased to see. And I've seen a lot of condemnation of the unrest from various politicians on both sides online. So I have no immediate criticism in that regard.
People are identifying their homes, saying Native Northern Ireland people live here, British people live here, or even Filipino people live here, identifying their homes with their ethnicity in an attempt to avoid attacks. There's something very dangerous about going down this road. What did you make of those reports about people trying to identify who lives in a house to avoid attack?
I think it's a very depressing sight, isn't it? It's a reminder or an indicator of the type of violence that we're seeing on the streets at the moment, and it's targeted against particular groups in a way that we hope never to see in our society.
And lastly, if you had a message for the people of Northern Ireland, you are Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. If you had a message, we've seen three nights of violence now. What would it be?
Look, I know that most people in Northern Ireland absolutely reject this sort of activity. And I know that it is not at all reflective of the greater and great Northern Irish society. So I understand that there's tonight is going to forecast to be a wet night. And throughout history, rioters have not proved so resilient in the rain. So hopefully, this is the end of it. But everyone is going to have to be cautious, and the police and other emergency services are going to have to be very active again this evening, I'm sure.
Alex Burgert, Conservative MP and Shadow Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, thank you for joining us.